Okay.
I'll keep that in.
Boop bitches. Hi, and welcome to episode 125 of C3 Crystals, Cauldrons, and Cocktails. I'm River.
And I'm Ren.
And today we are going to talk about portal magic. Portals, portal magic, what portals are, and how maybe we can incorporate them into our witchcraft.
Yes.
But first, what are we drinking? And this is really fun because we both, I think every year we tell you all, we go to the Renaissance Festival mm-hmm. and they have a tea room there called the Peacock Tea Room.
Mm-hmm.
And we love their tea so much that during the rest of the year, we buy tea. So we're each having a different tea from the tea room. I am having the Irish whiskey cream tea. It's one of mm-hmm. my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
And what are you drinking?
I'm having the strawberry moon.
Strawberry tea. Moon. And they have very witchy teas there too. They've got like the green man tea and the something goddess tea. And
yes. So my favorite is the strawberry moon.
Yes, I like that one too.
It's so good.
I really like, my mouth is watering. I really like the Irish whiskey cream with the, I'm on keto diet again now. I go on and off this thing. So, but I like it with the sugar in it that I like regular sugar, but I have yes. to have keto sugar. So, but you can actually drink a lot of these without any sugar at all.
Like oh, yeah.
The strawberry moon. Mm-hmm. You probably don't even put sugar in it, do you?
Mm-mm. No, yeah. But it does taste a little weird right now because I just brewed it. And so usually it's iced.
Yes.
And right
that
now,
is my favorite way to yes. drink strawberry moon.
Right now, I didn't think to make it iced, but I would have rather had it iced. So right now I feel like the warmness of it doesn't feel as sweet. But when you put it on ice and it's cold, it mm-hmm. has more of like a sweet flavor. I don't know that reaction. That's magic itself.
Yeah, for sure. And we usually that's what we get together when we go to the Renaissance Festival together is we go and we both have strawberry moon.
I love it.
Very good.
I literally go in and just ask for strawberry moon to go.
They're always
like,
sure.
just a cup. And I'm like, just a cup. I don't care if it costs $5 for this small cup that I'm going to drink in like less than 2 seconds. It's so good.
They're also packed too. So and it really is the tea. Well, I love all their food too, honestly. Mm-hmm. But if it's like 3 hours wait, then yeah, we can just we'll take a cup of that strawberry iced strawberry moon tea to go. Yeah.
I'll just go in there. I'm like, I just want a cup. And they're like, okay, it's gonna be $5. And I'm like, that's fine. Just do a little like light ice so I get a little bit more tea than just mostly ice because I mean, around the festival, it's like you can get normal sweet tea and like other things, but like nothing beats the strawberry moon to me.
Oh, and this isn't to say that we don't drink a whole bunch of mead while we're there together.
Oh, no,
too.
That's very true. I do. The mead there is actually very interesting because it's not as sweet and as it, usual mead is. Yeah, it's like it's a little bubbly. And so I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what their mead is. I mean, I drink it. It's good, but
I know we do. We do. But, we have a good time.
The strawberry moon is definitely my favorite. And I cannot wait to go this year if we're going.
I know. It starts like April 13th or something. So not too far away.
Okay. Well, close. I'm going to dress up again.
Da-da-da. Me too.
See,
me too.
I have two skirts, one corset. Now I have been shedding some pounds, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
Kind of stagnant right now. But nevertheless, so I might have to rebuy a whole wardrobe.
Shame.
I know, right? It's not like I buy a new skirt every year because like the corset I usually wear is like a cream color, so it'll go with anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first year I had like this reddish color. And then last year I had like a green has been the phase of like a bowl. But now for me, green is over. So now I need another skirt. And now I need another corset. I mean, come on.
Of course.
Come on.
Yeah, I'll probably do a corset and a witch hat. I'll probably be a witch. I might be a fairy. I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't worn a hat, but a hat intrigues me. I wear all the cute like little doodads around my waist. Mm-hmm. Or I'd have like the cute belt and a little bag to put my phone in. Of course, that's not very mm-hmm. renaissance-y, but I needed somewhere to put my phone and my cash. And so I have a little bag for that and it's perfect. It fits my phone perfect and my little wallet. And then I have these like little potion bottles hanging from my waist and I just freaking love it. I feel like that's how I need to be dressing on a daily basis.
I love witch hats, but my best one is leather and it is way too hot way at the Renaissance Festival. I mean,
but if we go a little bit, well, I can't say that. I was going to say if we go a little bit early, then it might not be as, might not be as hot.
That's true.
But
leather is hot.
I mean, we're sitting in the middle of February and it's 66 degrees out today.
That's true too.
So, I mean, well, temperature.
How you're going to use this as an excuse to get a new corset and skirt, I'm going to use that as a new excuse to get a new witch hat.
A new witch hat. Yeah, no, I'd love a good corset. If I could wear like renaissance-y corset, skirt, full on everything every day, I would.
Well, let's get
let's talk about portals.
Portals.
Oh, man.
So okay. You start.
Yes. So what are portals? Okay. You're probably going, what in the fuck is going on? You guys talk about the weirdest topics. And I know we do.
We do.
But portals can be thought of in many ways. So they can be thought of as gateways to other realms where mm-hmm. many people, practitioners, see portals as these magical connections to the physical world and other realms or dimensions. Mm-hmm. So they are perceived as doorways through which energy, spirits, or magical forces can pass.
Okay.
They are these energetic pathways, and some define portals as an allowing of magical flowing energy through different spaces. And then these pathways can be intentionally opened or naturally occur.
Yes.
And then you have spiritual bridges where portals are seen as these like a way to facilitate communication with deities, spirits, or entities from beyond.
Or even the fae.
Yeah. Now define beyond exactly.
Yeah. A lot of natural occurring portals, I think, are connected with the fae because they do, you know, you've always heard about the, what is it called? The, not underworld, but the fae realm is one that you can get through mushroom circles, that kind of thing.
Yes, yes,
those are kind of what we're talking about.
Oh, speaking of that, and I guess it does kind of relate to what we're talking about. I don't know if you talk about this later. I can't remember what they're called, but I saw it on TikTok. And it was so cool where if you see a circle, okay, so the TikTok I found was this circle in the middle of a pond and this girl, it wasn't finished. This girl was like, do I go and finish it? Now I can't remember the name of it because there was a specific name that went along with it. Like these are called something. And if you yourself finish the circle, then you're mm-hmm. trapped by the fae or whoever created the circle. And then you're mm-hmm. in their realm and et cetera. There's mm-hmm. a name for it. I can't remember. But apparently a lot of people find like stones in the middle of the woods that are laid out in a circle and one piece is missing, but it's like right there. And if you pick it up and finish that circle, then you are in a bind or something like that. And maybe like a portal, like you said, like mushroom.
Yeah.
Portal into another realm.
So is it like a trap that they're setting for to catch little humans? Yes. Wow.
Mm-hmm. And now I really can't remember what it was called.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it has a name, but it's pretty... It was pretty interesting, and I meant to put that in my notes, but I forgot until just now.
They're little human traps.
Yep, traps. That's a good one.
They are often perceived as doorways to realms other than our own. Mm-hmm. Maybe those ancestors is a big use of portals and magic, is to connect with your ancestors. Mm-hmm. But it could be gods or deities or celestial beings, like you said. Mm-hmm. They can be an enormous asset to anyone who wants to work with magic or spirits or energies moving about, because you can always open a portal that will then provide you with power, energy, or assistance that you might need.
Yeah.
Portals can occur anytime two energy lines cross, forming a potential spiral that can become a portal.
So could that technically mean like, that's why you never put two mirrors in front of each other?
I think maybe so. Mm-hmm. I think so.
Okay.
And, you know, the energy lines, I don't know if this is just something from that I've read because of the fiction that I read, but ley lines.
Oh, yeah.
We've talked about
ley lines, right?
Did we? I can't remember.
I know we've talked about liminal spaces, but have we ever touched on ley lines? Because I know what ley lines are.
Yeah, we need to probably do an episode if we haven't. But mm-hmm. so to me, that's what I'm thinking of. When ley lines cross each other, that is a place where a portal might form on its own, or it would be easier for you to form. You know, mm-hmm. in the old Charmed, the very first Charmed series, their house was right in the middle of a pentagram, and it had ley lines that all connected, which made that house location a very magical location.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So basically, portals are for moving energies or magic, mm-hmm. not anything physical, which mm-hmm. wouldn't that be cool?
It would be cool.
Step through a portal. That would be my magic power if I could have it.
Oh, River needs this such and such crystal. Boop, here you go.
Yep. 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 Or let's do an afternoon trip to Niagara Falls and have some tea. You know?
Yeah. Oh man, that would be great.
Wouldn't that be great? We could just portal anywhere. But that's generally, I haven't been able to find anything that talks about physically being able to move things through portals. Mm-hmm. But you can use them as doorways where energies can move, including your astral self. Mm-hmm. So you can move yourself through these portals as well.
That was one of the main things who suggested this? You or me?
I don't know. It might have been you.
When I thought of portal magic, I didn't think of like us physically being able to go from space to space, but mm-hmm. I thought about us on an astral level or dream level.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exactly what I thought about. But yeah, anything else, I didn't really know what to expect because I had never personally heard of portals or portal, quote, magic. And
yeah, I mean, I've heard the term, but I never really considered it as being a part of magic.
Yeah, me neither. And so when I started looking at portal magic is a short magic ritual that creates an interdimensional or extra-dimensional mm-hmm. pathway between two geographic points.
Okay.
And so supposedly the ritual creates what looks like a tunnel and feels like a roller coaster, but it can transport, quote, goods and people. This is where I feel kind of eh.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Thousands of miles. Yeah, in 10 minutes. And then you specifically said that, like, I know we talked a little bit about this before, but like mm-hmm. not physically. It's not a physical thing. But like when I found a definition for, quote, portal magic,
this was one of them.
This was one of them. And I was like, maybe. I'm not going to rule anything out, but
there is a lot of fiction stories that have this concept in them. Mm-hmm. So and a lot of things that once were fiction are sometimes become something that we just don't know how to do yet.
That too. Like, think about like history and how we have history of and paintings and stories of men fighting dragons and large beasts in the sea, et cetera, et cetera. And you're like, oh, those are just fairy tales. Portals are just make-believe, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah,
but we have like historical like stories passed down of like being able to do these things. And now on a modern day, we've kind of fictionalized all of it.
Mm-hmm.
But who's to say it was fiction or currently is fiction just because we don't have those capabilities like we used to before?
And it may have been that there were naturally occurring mm-hmm. portals that did cross over into realms where dragons were, and when you leave a portal open, it can be extremely dangerous that things
can
come through.
Like, I feel like there are weird things that happen on this planet because you walk into, like, let's say you go into a forest, there are a lot, multiple sightings, like of people in different countries and regions of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, there's just these random stairs.
And
if they save
doors.
Or doors, and they save the coordinates, and then they go back in a week, right? And then it's gone. But they're in mm-hmm. the exact same space.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like in the boondocks, like nowhere. Nobody would know. And so like, who's to say that those aren't portals? And there are weird things that happen on this planet.
There are.
So I was very intrigued by this, but I'm also in the middle of The Witcher right now. And so it feels very Witcher-esque.
Well, they had some cool portals in The Witcher.
They really did. I loved it. Now I'm not done yet, so don't spoil anything for me. But so it was very like Witcher-esque for me to be like, oh, portal magic. That's so cool. Mm-hmm. Now I did think, and we had this topic written down before I even started The Witcher. So let me just say that too.
You know, this reminds me of, I don't know if this was a topic we did or it's just something that you and I talked about before, that the disappearances, there was that guy that disappeared on his, I think it was in Virginia or somewhere a long, long time ago when we were just colonizing, and this farmer disappeared, and they would go and try to find him, and they could hear him calling.
Oh, I hate
but they couldn't
that.
Find him. And I'm like, you know, they thought, okay, there's a cave. He's fallen through a hole.
Yeah,
there's a cave. And they dug. They couldn't find anything.
See, I mean, there could be like logical explanation. Like he was actually stuck in a hole somewhere or fell, but they just couldn't track his voice. Like that's a logistic explanation.
That's true. It's
but
true.
Also, if you think about it as in like portals are there. You can accidentally walk into something, or maybe it's not even a portal. Maybe it's something we can't even fathom. And
maybe it was a fairy trap.
Maybe. And he saw a circle and he completed it, you know? And so, but he could have been on this earth, but not on our plane.
Right.
But we can still hear.
He crossed a dimension, but it's that portal was still open. Yeah.
And
crazy. And that's a true
goosebumps.
Story.
Yeah.
This guy really, truly disappeared, and the family and the neighbors and everybody searched for days and days and days and never found
him. Have you heard? Now, it could be some like these are actual cases that are currently happening where have you heard of those children? Like there are two specifically little boys, not at the same time. They both happened different places and different times. But one little boy disappeared in the woods for days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Days. I haven't heard this.
I can't remember if it was one. I think one of the boys was autistic or something.
Okay.
Something like that. And they had disappeared for days and they came back in different clothing. One of them was petrified. Like you could tell he saw things, but he came back in different clothing. And he was maybe a little bit dirty, but he was found miles away from where he.
Oh, wow.
But he didn't seem like physically injured, but mentally, like he was, like you could tell, like something happened. And then the other little boy, and they were both two redheads, I will say. And so I thought there was like a connection, but they were two completely different places. And so this other little boy, he went missing and he. Like they had whole search parties out and everything. He was found, I think, specifically 3 miles away from where but his outfit was different. He had no socks on, but there was no trace of him walking. Like his feet weren't dirty. They were spotless.
Oh my God.
Clean. So now it could be something earthly where they abducted a child, et cetera.
Right.
Somebody, a human had dealt with this. Okay.
Right.
But if you think about it, And I mean, that's a valid reason because they had different clothes,
right?
All of that. But if you think about it in terms of portals and holes in our world that you can quote fall into, not literal holes, but dimensional holes, it's crazy.
That is creepy. And these were recent?
Very.
Oh my God.
I can't remember the
load,
like
redheads.
Exactly. And they were both redheaded children.
Could have been aliens.
Okay.
Although, how would aliens have a change of clothes for them? You know,
I don't know. If aliens can beam you up into the sky, I think they can beam up some clothes too.
That's true too. Or if they've beamed up a bunch of kids, they would have a whole bunch of extra clothes depending on.
That's very true. Yeah.
I don't know. Creepy.
Yeah,
but it could have been a portal.
It could have been a portal. And I'm not saying it is, but I'm just saying, like, you don't know what happened to those children. I don't even think they know. They're scared.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrifying.
They weren't old enough to say?
I don't know. I don't know the specific age. They looked like younger than 6. Like maybe no older than 6,
or
I would say.
Who knows? They may have said, and people are like, oh, you know, like if the kid said,
it's just trauma.
Yeah, I went through this portal, then grown-ups are going to say, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. You know, something happened. Maybe he hit his head or whatever.
It's the distance for me.
Yeah.
Them being found miles away from where they were last seen. How is a kid going to walk miles?
And no
day
physical.
Day and night. And then the one kid, he had no dirt on his feet whatsoever. And they were both in different clothes.
That's so weird.
So weird. Now, could be portals. Now I'm trying to make a, you know,
a connection, a segue. But I mean, generally the idea is that these bridges enable a connection between the witch, us, and the unseen somewhere else. So contemporary witches study and use portal concepts for various purposes, from spiritual development to dream walking, like you were talking about, to actual magical rituals. So we'll talk a little bit about history of portals, which is your favorite thing.
I do like the history.
So various cultures and traditions mention gateways or portals to other worlds or dimensions. This is a very common thing in all cultures, you know, which is another one of those things. And then in Egyptian mythology, there are examples of journeys between different planes of existence. And shamans often speak of traveling to, quote, the other world during trances and meditations.
Oh.
So is that, you know, like when you go into that deep trance and you're meditating astrally traveling or spiritually walking or what, but is that through a portal? You know, I don't know.
I could be. I don't know. I feel like after doing these notes, anything could be a portal.
I know.
We always say that. We're like, we didn't know that this could be magic, but it is magic. And now I'm like,
everything's magic.
Now everything is portals, mirrors, and doorways, and holes in the ground. Holy crap. And also fairy rings. So let me talk about some fairy rings. Because in Celtic folklore, fairy rings were believed to be portals to the other world. Now, define other world.
Right.
Fey world, maybe?
Yeah, the fey.
A mystical realm that inhabits, like, magical beings, fey, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Dragons, maybe.
Maybe so.
And then these circular formations of, like we said, mushrooms, or it could just even be, like, let's say it's dead grass, and you have a ring of fresh, like, green grass standing. It could rocks, anything. These are considered gateways through which one could enter these enchanted worlds, which makes me so intrigued about the one that I saw on TikTok in the water. Like, is that a circle into, like, water fey world? Like, I don't, like, into a water realm? Like, it just gives me
There was a show a long time ago that I watched reruns of when I was a kid, and it was traveling. It was some kind of time thing. Not the one where they just did a remake of that, where he's traveling into people's bodies. But this one was actually, they had to find the portal and they were trying to get back to their world. They were traveling.
Ooh, that gives me anxiety.
Other sliders is what it was called. Sliders.
I've never seen that.
And they would slide through these portals. And sometimes the portal that they had to get through to go to the next world, and they had a set amount of time to be able to find it and get through it, was over water or underwater. Ooh. Or in these weird, how do you do
that? I don't like it.
Yeah. Very interesting.
That stresses me out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Other portals, you could say. I don't know how to pronounce it.
It's pronounced she.
She. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what I looked up is not bad.
Like banshee. It's a form of fairy.
So SIDHE.
Yes.
Mounds. So these mounds, or also fairy mounds, were thought to be entrances to the land of the she, a supernatural race. So are they part of the fae?
I think the way I've always heard it is that they are the fae.
They are the fae. Okay.
But I'm just a mortal human, so I don't know.
Yes.
all the facts
we're
out there.
Lowly humans. These mounds were said to conceal doorways leading to the other dimension, otherworldly dimensions.
And I think in those other dimensions, time is different than our time. And so you would have a kid go in there and it would be, you know, 80 years under there, and they would come back out and only moments had passed, but they were 80 years old now. And so no one would believe that that's really the kid that was missing 4 days ago.
Yeah.
You know, crazy. Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. You also, that's another thing that I guess I never really thought about was time when you go through portals, because time is different everywhere.
That's true.
So interesting. So like,
yeah, time portals is a whole different topic.
My gosh, my mind is blown.
I know.
And then you have in Norse mythology, Bifrost. Okay. Bifrost.
Yep.
Okay. It's a rainbow bridge connecting the realm of the gods or Asgard to Midgard, the world of humans. And so Bifrost serves as both a protective barrier and a passageway for deities and other beings to travel between realms.
Yeah, that's in the Marvel movies. They have that.
I never thought about the deities having to have a means of transportation.
Right?
I just always, boop, they're there, you know? Yeah. But, I mean, it would make sense. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, and you got to think that we, as humans, often think other mystical creatures are deities. But they might just be another form of life that it's beyond our comprehension.
So, in history books, I'm not saying this is true. In history books, are deities such as like Zeus, etc., could be aliens.
Could be.
That came to our planet and then they're on another realm.
The whole Stargate.
That's true.
That movies those were all about. And, you know, all the Egyptian gods and deities were actually just aliens.
Yeah. Like, yeah. But yeah. It's very interesting,
interesting. Yeah.
And then another and another and another. Wow. My brain. I'm only drinking tea.
I know. So, we're both having troubles and we're not even drinking alcohol this time.
So in Greek mythology, the underworld has Hades and the gates of Hades. So this is where access is granted. It's rather than a physical portal, it's like when we pass away type of vibe. So, I mean, you've heard of those stories of like the gates of hell, et cetera, et cetera, but we physically cannot go there.
Right.
Now, maybe you can astral project there or whatever, but this tends to be like where you go if you pass away and you transition between the world of the living to the realm of the dead.
Like the river Styx.
Yes.
Yes.
And so that is known as a portal.
And Cerebrus with his three dog heads.
Yes. You with your that is considered Greek mythology
because
knowledge.
Life forces can't enter. They can't pass through that gateway. You have to be dead to be able to pass through. So, yeah, I guess so. I guess that really could be a portal.
Unless somehow you like astral projected there or dream walked there. Mm-hmm. But then I would worry if you go there as astral self,
how do you get back out?
Tether get cut and you would technically be dead. I don't know.
I don't either.
And then you have the Duat. Okay. If I'm saying that correctly.
I don't know. I haven't heard of this one.
Ancient Egyptian beliefs. Of course, I talk about Egypt a little bit. So the Duat is a realm of the afterlife, and access to it was crucial for the soul's journey. The deceased had to navigate through the Duat, encountering various challenges and gateways to reach the realm of Osiris.
Is Osiris the one that weighs you as whether you're good, you know?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting.
I really liked that one.
So I guess Duat is the portal.
Yes.
Okay.
And then you have Mount Meru. However, it's in Hindu mythology.
Okay.
Mount Meru is a sacred mountain believed to be the center of all physical metaphysical, and spiritual universes.
Oh,
it is considered
neat.
A cosmic axis and a gateway to higher realms, serving as a connection between the earthly plane and divine dimensions.
I love that idea.
I do too.
And that there is an access point.
Yes. To literally everything. Physical, metaphysical, spiritual, everything.
Yeah.
I just thought that was the coolest thing.
That is very cool.
And then the Cunulon, I hope I said it right, mythology.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Or mountain, sorry. This is in Chinese mythology. So it's spelled K-U-N-L-U-N. Kunlun mythology. Okay. Mythology. Why do I keep saying mythology? Mountains. Holy moly. Wow. Holy mountain. I was going to say
mountains.
So these are often depicted as a mystical realm inhabited by immortals and divine beings.
And maybe dragons.
The mountains are considered a sacred space and a portal to the celestial realms. So
interesting.
I couldn't find much on what was in the celestial realms. It's just celestial. Mm-hmm. It gives me like.
And is it something that humans that are not immortal can use? Can we cross that portal?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know either.
It's just inhabited by immortals. Define immortals. I don't know. What makes you immortal? That's a whole nother topic. Anyways.
Yeah, that is a whole different topic.
And then you have these sacred sites from various Native American tribes where they have these sacred sites believed to be portals to spirit worlds.
Okay.
And these are natural formations like caves, mountains, or lakes, and are often regarded as places where communication with ancestors or spirits is possible.
Interesting.
And that makes a lot of sense for a lot of culture, like the Native American culture and tribe.
I think that portals are a big part of the shamanic practices,
yeah,
whatever.
I could see that too. Mm-hmm.
So let's look at that a little bit. They believed that portals are pathways that allow practitioners to connect to their ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
And that these doorways serve as a means to commune with and seek guidance from those that have passed on. And this concept is integral.
Okay.
I promise y'all, we have not been drinking.
Nope.
To the shamanic traditions, where journeying through portals is a means of spiritual exploration. Shamans often believe that portals also provide access to the realms inhabited by gods, goddesses, and other divine entities.
See, and I think that it's so interesting that all of these cultures and into their mythology, into their history, that every single one of them has a means of communication with deities, gods, goddesses, has a means of, and it's their own way.
And a concept, a whole concept of other dimensions has been in all these different cultures. I mean, it's crazy.
And there has to be something. And we are being blinded by our modern day everything.
Great possibility.
Yeah.
Shamans also considered portals as gateways to the celestial realms, transcending the earthly plane. And so they would embark on spiritual journeys through these portals to gain knowledge about their higher dimensions, the cosmic energies that are there, to gain insights from these celestial beings. And then the way they travel through them is spiritually. It involves entering altered states of consciousness. Sometimes they would take not drugs necessarily, but ingest plants that have hallucinogenic abilities, that kind of thing. And so it would alter their state of consciousness. And also you might have the drumming, the chanting, or other ritualistic practices to help induce that altered state so that you could travel through these portals. And they do that to gain knowledge, healing, or transformative experiences. I mean, a lot of cultures are very big on learning about your higher self.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so this is one way to do it. But shamans also believe that portals act as navigation points, allowing them to move between the ordinary world and the spirit world. And this movement facilitates interaction with whatever entities are on the other side, or maybe retrieval of lost soul fragments. That freaked me out.
lost soul fragments.
Like have we've lost pieces of our soul and we can go through a portal to try to find them. I know that would, that freaked me out when I read that one.
Maybe I, that's I never why some considered... people, maybe that's why some people just never feel whole, or they all, they're always like sad and depressed and all of that for no
because
reason.
They're missing,
it's because
part
we're
of
missing
their souls.
Pieces of ourselves.
Makes me think of Harry Potter and the Horcruxes.
Oh, that's true.
Because he did. He splintered on purpose his soul into pieces.
Yeah, what if we did it on purpose? And like our souls did it on purpose because maybe that was a bad piece of us that we wanted to forget, but we're missing.
Or it needed to go through the portal to repair itself, to heal itself. Maybe it was a broken part of your soul.
See, there are so many options.
I know. I mean, as to healing, portals are used, are utilized as gateways to access healing energies or to seek wisdom. So the shamans might journey through these portals to retrieve information that can aid in physical, emotional, and spiritual healing here, back here in our world.
Mm-hmm.
And they do have rituals for opening portals, and they involve really specific techniques, and it might include the invocations, ceremonies. I couldn't come across anything that actually was like, here's the spell to open a shamanic portal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's how the shamans do it, but it's not just, portals aren't just shamanic. There are other.
Oh no, there are so many variations.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Now, guardians, there have to be guardians, right? To
mm-hmm.
the gateway guardians or protectors.
I mean, if the portal's left open, you would think
there's got to be. We're talking about us losing soul fragments. Like how do you prevent that type of thing?
Yeah.
So there are known guardians, and some of them are thought of as elemental spirits. Where folklore often depicts these spirits like gnomes, fairies, or spirits of the land as guardians of natural portals.
Like the Green Man, I can see him being a forest portal guardian.
Yeah. And then so these entities are believed to protect the balance between the magical and physical realms, which that just sounds so tiring.
It does, doesn't it?
I would be tired.
No wonder they need offerings.
True.
Leave them out the little honey and cream.
I would be the one to complain all the time. They'd be like, okay, it's your turn. I'd be like, fuck you. And then you have custodians of sacred sites. So these guardians may be spirits associated with specific sacred sites or ancient landmarks that are believed to be portals.
Mm-hmm.
And then their role is to ensure the, you know, the safety and the sanctity. That's it. Thank you.
Sanctity.
Of the portal, and to regulate the access to the mystical energies beyond.
This makes me think, I know I watch way too many movies, but I have another movie that this reminds me of. There was a movie, and it's set in modern world, and this group of, I think it was, might have all been women, and they had some trauma in their past. And it was part of their counseling to go out into the wilderness and try to rebuild their connection to the earth and that kind of thing.
Okay.
So they go up there, and they're talking about, they're being told about the ancient tradition that there was of leaving offerings for the god of the mountain.
Okay.
And one of the girls is like, but now that people don't do that anymore, now that they don't get the offerings, what happens? And of course, everybody died. They all got murdered.
I was about to be like, is it a horror movie? Or
It was. You know me. Of course it was.
Do you remember what it was called?
I do not. But it was about this god or entity that had been honored, and offerings were left for it. And so it protected that area and kept the people safe. But as now we're in modern times, no one does that anymore. And so it went out for vengeance.
Oh gosh. And why did they kill those girls specifically?
Anybody coming to their place had to be made a sacrifice.
But what if they honored, like what if they provided an honoring?
I wonder if they should have done that.
It was
I might have done that.
Yeah, I would have offered, because I would have honored it. I'd been like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we also think different.
Yeah, we're witches too. So I think witches, you know, these were people that were just regular people that had so much trauma in their lives that they probably weren't thinking anything. You know, they were just trying to reconnect themselves to sanity, much less
like have to
being able to think in terms of Gaia and nature and all that. They had so much trauma inside that it probably didn't even cross their minds. No. But it was kind of creepy. And I thought about that. And I'm like, you know, because there are these, like you said, these tired elemental spirits or guardians that have done all this work to keep us safe, and we don't even honor them anymore.
And they used to be like maybe revered or like acknowledged at least. And now, I mean, what's to, if they're not being, you know, honored or whatever, you know, the word is anymore, then what is to keep them what is keeping them regulating that access? What is keeping them?
Yeah. Why not just let the dragons come or whatever? Yeah,
or like have those energies come over, even though they would be like harmful, not harmful, but like mess everything up, like our energy frequencies and all of that.
Yeah. I don't know. But I found this really cool article, and I'm pretty much going to tell you her whole entire article because I found it so fascinating. Okay. It was from magicalmusings.blog. And we'll post it. Fascinating story, because this is what I was looking for when I wanted to do this topic on portals.
Okay.
This is exactly what I was thinking of. So she says, today is a very weird day, but it has inspired this blog entry. So far, I have seen not one, but two figures walk across the width of our backyard this afternoon. Our backyard is surrounded by a 6-foot-high wooden privacy fence, and we have two side gates that we keep locked at all times. Unless someone climbs the fence, there is no way to enter our backyard without our knowledge. The first figure was that of a man who looked at me through the window on our back door as he walked across the deck. He was an older man, probably in his 60s, in a dark black coat, in the middle of summer, in Houston. I ran to the back door thinking, oh my gods, who the hell is in my backyard and is the door locked? And thankfully it was locked. Yeah. And she said, as I looked out through the window of the back door, he was nowhere to be seen.
Oh.
I ran out there and the dog and both side gates were locked with the dog and both side gates were locked from the inside. There was nowhere that man could have gone unless he managed to jump a 6-foot-high privacy fence, which I sincerely doubt considering his age. 2 hours later, I see a dark-haired boy out there, approximately around 8 or 9. He was walking across the yard in the same direction as the man and at the same spot. I repeat my actions. The gates are still locked. No sign of the kid. To top it all off, I've been smelling incense on and off all day today. I haven't burned any incense over the last 2 weeks because my daughter is sick from mono. When it cools off tonight, I'm going to step outside with my pendulum and see if I can identify any portals. My guess is that a new spirit portal has opened up. We used to have one in our front yard that I successfully shut down, and there were two in my daughter's room.
No.
Now there's only one in her bathroom. No matter how many times I shut it down, that particular portal keeps coming back. She sees all sorts of stuff in her bathroom and thinks it's cool, I guess, because of whatever age she is, including a woman dressed in a long white gown. So then she gives you, so because of that, she's like, you can close portals. They might be naturally occurring. They might be opening up, but you should close them if you can. She says pendulums can be used to identify portals. If you practice a healing, what is the word? I don't know. A healing, like Reiki, if you are, if you practice that, you can use that energy to close the portal. And the process is very simple. With your pendulum, and then she says a dowsing rod might also work if you have one, slowly walk the area of the suspected portal. Keep an eye on your pendulum and pause about every other step. If your pendulum starts to rotate, you have identified a portal. Portals have either an entry or an exit point to the physical world from the spirit world. The next step is to use your pendulum to identify which type of portal you have discovered. This is also very simple. Your pendulum will be swinging either clockwise or counterclockwise. If it's clockwise, then you found a portal that allows spirits to enter into our plane, the physical plane. If you do counterclockwise. If it's going counterclockwise, you found a portal that serves as an exit point for spirits to leave our physical plane and return to their world. And she said, it is important that you do not shut down an exit portal. You want to make sure that they have a way to get out here of here. Otherwise, those spirits will be trapped in our realm here in the physical realm.
I guess, but can they just make their way to another exit point?
Maybe. But, you know, I don't know. Like if I don't know. If you find a portal that is serving as an entry point, you can close it down. For this, all you need to have is to have been to be attuned to your Reiki or some other healing ability that you can use to direct energy down from the universe through your body, out through your hand, and into the pendulum. So I found that fascinating. That was more what I was looking for when I was trying to do, you know, I wanted to know about plus, I think we probably should do another episode about portals and talking about how you astral projection into portals and into the spirit world and how do you go about doing that and what can it do for you? You know, each one of those talks about how to open up a portal into those realms, rather than using natural portals, which might just quote be there, you know, you know, if you have to wander around looking for a portal, that's not very helpful.
No. Yeah. I don't know. Portals give me the heebie-jeebies.
It's an interesting concept. And there are a lot of movies and fiction stuff about portals.
It was funny because there was talk because I was driving with my husband somewhere. We were in the middle of nowhere. Okay. And we started talking about I don't even know what we were. It was like old things. We were just talking. And I was like, you know, we could be driving right now. And if we were in the past, we would be driving right through dinosaurs, you know, because who knows, right? And so who knows if there was a mountain sky high before and now there's not.
Right.
And that's why airplanes go missing. Because maybe there was a mountain point of portals there, but that there's no land there anymore, but there's still portals.
The portals are still there.
And so airplanes go missing. Now, I mean, logically, a lot of them end up in the ocean, but there are some that never go missing. And go ahead.
The Bermuda Triangle.
That's what I was about to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Bermuda Triangle could be a massive portal. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, that gives me the heebie-jeebies.
And maybe during the time that all those planes and things were going missing, if it's not, I mean, logically, like you said, it could have been just down planes or whatever, but the stories of people that enter that area with their compasses spinning and things that they're seeing, it really could be portals. And maybe now the Guardian is back and making sure that, you know, maybe something was wrong with the Guardian before during that time. And because now you don't hear that much about things.
Yeah. That's,
and you know, and planes fly over that all the time.
That's true.
And ships.
And it could just be chalked up to we didn't have advanced technology to be able to deal with the high waves of that, in the area, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. See, there are so many logical reasons, but then I also want portals to be a logical reason.
I think it is. I think, you know, and they say aliens, that's another.
It's
one.
Also, I mean, that's also another, it's not, I mean, I don't want to say not logical, it's not illogical, but it's also. It's a theory.
I mean, the whole portal thing could explain so much.
It could, but also there's a lot more to talk about.
I mean, especially if two little kids are going missing right now in today's world. We're not talking about it being ancient times where,
But I mean, that could also just be there's a lot of things with crime and trafficking.
That's true.
And all it of that too.
Yeah.
So who knows? Yeah. Who knows?
Fascinating.
It's also mysterious.
Let us know if you want us to talk more about portals.
Yeah, I mean, we do have a lot of missing people cases and stuff. And I mean, you always think there's at least one person out there that knows what happened to whoever's missing, which that gives me the creeps. And that's on true crime vibes. Mm-hmm. But what if there isn't a person who knows? What if they fell into a portal? What if something happened?
There are some crazy there are, like, stories, like, out there.
Do you remember that? I know we're ranting now, but I do like true crime podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And what have you ever heard of? I don't know if it's been solved or not, but there was a kid who went missing and his body was found upside down in a fireplace. Like, he was like shoved, because it was this fireplace, like, of an abandoned house. And it was kind of like, it was so old that the land had risen around it. So, like, it was like,
kind of
underneath the ground and halfway up. So it was like you could access it. So it was like he fell into this chimney. But the way that his shoes were inside the house.
Before his head.
And he was like, he had no clothes on, et cetera, or something like that. It was something along the lines. And mm-hmm. his body was like shoved in there. But the way that it was, nobody was there. Like, there's no evidence of anybody being there. There's no nothing. And I still don't know if it's solved or not. But I'm like, what if he found a portal and there was a portal where that chimney was and just something happened and it glitched and he I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah. I know. That's crazy.
And that it's like still a mystery or an unsolved true crime. Like, there's a lot of unsolved things that I'm like, what if nobody actually knows? What if it's something
magical?
Maybe.
Yeah.
But then I also don't want to be that wackadoo that's like, no, it was a portal. And there's a logical reason, you know?
They're going to say, oh, yeah, that Wren, she wears the aluminum foil hat.
Yeah. It was aliens, I swear.
Well, that's all we've got about portals this time. So you want to do the outro?
Yes, if I can remember it. Okay. So let me see. Oh, if you want to find out anything else about us, I'm already off to a bad start. You can go to www.c3witchypodcast.com. There you will find links to all of our social medias. You can also find our newsletter. I never really often say that. Mm-hmm. You can find our newsletter. You can click our shop merch button and it'll take you directly to our merch. You can find information about our subscriptions. Our episodes are there. I think I've already said this, but I've been editing our website a little bit. And now we have a whole section where it tells you what you get in the After Dark episode. So if you are intrigued and want to know a little bit more about that, you can find that on the homepage. Just scroll down a little bit. Yeah. And it's right there.
And I think some of our best episodes are After Dark episodes.
I do like our After Dark darks a lot. Our last episode, I don't know when this one comes out, but when we're recording this one, it was ghosts, and then we have a leap year, one's exciting. Mm-hmm. And I try to come up with really good pictures, and leap year, I couldn't think of a picture, so you're getting a toad on a mushroom for that one on our website. It's actually pretty cute. I'm very excited.
I like that picture, and toads leap, so that's a good connection. Yeah.
So leap, it was like year. A leap year and all of that. Yeah. So it's a cute little, you know, thing, but we do try to keep our website updated, and so you can find all of our information there. Mm-hmm. And if you want to shop our merch and you don't want to go to our original website, you can go to www.c3witchypodcastmerch.com.
Mm-hmm. And subscribe to us on YouTube. Yes, I think some
YouTube
of you have
is
been.
Very important.
We're up like 5 subscriptions on YouTube subscribers. Yay.
Yay. Yeah. I think you guys have been listening to us. I think we should start putting it in the beginning a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it really does help out anyway if you follow us on Facebook or YouTube. YouTube and Facebook are our most active. We're trying to post a little bit more on Instagram, so follow us there.
And we're trying to put up TikToks. We try to put up some fun ones.
Trying is the key word.
Yes, we try very hard. But that's all we've got. Thank you for listening. Mm-hmm. And we'll be back.
We'll be back.
And until then, stay witchy.
Woo.